All right, let's begin. Hope everyone had an amazing Hanukkah. It's been a few weeks. Maybe this was the Mount of Peel that came 3 weeks ago. I don't recall. Ready. And Ellie went back. Said no. we're gonna lose. We're not losing Ben, but he's just gonna go to a different Makom Torah where he's going to continue to grow and continue to thrive. But you know. January's upon us. We have meaningful January football. You know, we don't haven't had that since 2017. So that's I guess 18. January, you know, the time is upon us.
When you guys choke to the Steelers?
No, they beat the Steelers, they lost to the Patriots. But
oh, I went to that game.
But in any event, Miles Jack wasn't down. In any event, in Parshas Vayigash, we're going to discuss a little bit from Vayigash, and then we'll talk about some Yesod. In Parshas Vayigash, there's a lot of interesting things that are going on in the Parsha. One of them is Yosef is reunited with Yaakov, really. Yaakov finds out Yosef's alive, and all of a sudden he has that extra kick in him. And I actually recall my Bubby. Every year for her birthday, we had the family got together, me, my siblings, the kids, my uncle, aunt, and their daughter, and we went to a Chinese store, and there was just like an insane amount of food that would be ordered, and the amount of drinks we must have stolen, because I don't think they really kept tallies, but you know, I don't think we were paying for like 83 Snapples, but I was having like 19 of them on my own, and you know, in any event, but at the end of her life, as things were getting, you know, pretty clear, so she had her last birthday, and, you know, there's like different levels of when you get older. You have assisted living, which is like, you know, semi-depressing, but not completely depressing, but then you have like, where you, like, literally no one can move, and like, they're just like, you know, it's like the most depressing. So she was there, and then there's like certain floors, like some are, you know, are bigger milas than others, so she had her birthday party into this like special room. Like she like, and she really had like an extra kick in her. Like it looked like things were turning for the better. You know, I of course knew that was just like the one day. Like she just had to live out for her birthday to like, you know, her not to be like dead for the birthday. But things weren't really getting better. And like, you know, directly after that, you know, things went that way. But as things were going for Yaakov had the extra kick in his footing. Maybe he was doing a little extra ballet then, who knows. But he was very, very excited about Yosef being alive and being able to see Yosef again. And then they have that reunion. And it just as, you know, I guess I'm the only one in this room, I hope, as a parent. But certainly the only, I hope, but you know, you never know. But you know, you have that certain love that you have for a child that's much different than like a child's love for his parent. And I know for many of you firsthand, I don't want to say messed up, but like, you know, whatever you each have going on in your family, like, you know, some are better than others. We'll leave it at that. And some are, you know, that's why we have Rav Asher on staff more than others. But whatever that case might be, it's important to remember from this story that like, a lot of times like we don't really know how to. The same way, Yaakov obviously loved the other brothers and he loved Dinah. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, he only loves like Yosef and Binyamin and like the rest of you go do whatever you want. I don't care. Like he obviously loves them. But sometimes for parents, it's not as easy as for others to express that love. But important to realize and to keep that in the front of your head, the middle of your head, the back of your head, and in your mind at all times is how much your parents love you and how much nachas they get from everything you do. Like when I send like, you know, videos of you guys as chazen or as making a siyum, whatever it might be to your parents, like they really, really do, or some stupid videos, whatever it might be, they really do, okay, that's really only with Kobe, that we send stupid videos to his parents, but they really do appreciate them and they really do shep a lot of nachas. So to understand that and, To make every effort to have the best relationships you can have with your family, obviously with the some that I know, it's very, very toxic. So it's not necessarily as simple. But as someone who is a parent of four kids, who whatever they're not the easiest, but we the love is like it's unimaginable how much that love is. Okay, Usually, I feel like we talk about like these crazy things here, like going to Minyan, like learning, like, you know, we're going to take like a step forward. We're going to go like, we don't have to talk about that anymore. It's so pushing to me, mainly because I never dive in here, that all of you, and that I never track like your status at like 11:53 that says like last checked phone at 12:04 a.m. And I don't have so much mnemonics so that like you just leave your phone and don't touch it all day. You know, I don't really do that. So like, we're just going to, we're going to go, you know, on this, I'm mostly like, you know, I'm not one of these Oso people that's like on these wild goose chases, like how many people keep Shabbos and then like mostly Shabbos check like everyone in America, like when they last checked WhatsApp, like I'm not like one of those people that are doing that. I may have done it once and was very, very impressed with how many people keep Shabbos, but like, I don't do that. In other yeshivas, they may stress that more. But, you know, I believe, like, ignorance is bliss. Like, you know, maybe it's better not to know certain things. But we're going to go on. Like, you know, we all dive in really well. Now we're going to enter some area where maybe... okay. I guess we're in... Okay. Yeah.
2 minutes, 2 minutes.
All right, we're going to enter some area that maybe it doesn't get discussed so much, but it's a very, very important time. It could be to many, and probably two of these things would fall into this. It could be that they're the most boring, things that one goes through during the day. You know, I grew up in the Stone Age where like commercials were a thing. So like, I actually used to watch shows that like, you know, there were commercials. You know, you didn't just watch it like, you know, without commercials. Like, so I actually grew up with commercials. So not only Super Bowl, you know, like any like, you know, like Wednesday at 9, like you would have commercials at like 9:04. You know, I dealt like, or these sitcoms that would go to like commercial like four times and it would be like a 14-minute show over a 30-minute span. So yeah, you know, I grew up in that time. Like we have two times during davening that one might construe as like really, really boring. Like I guess the whole thing could be boring. Like, you know, most times, like if you're there, like, you know, Shemona Esther, like you get a little excited, like, you know, you're talking to God, it's like that could be a little exciting. Like Psukim and Zimra, like you could look at Rav Mo, so that could get a little bit exciting. Or like, you know, you could I used to do this until like a dog jumped me, but like in the morning, like I would walk around the block during Psukim and Zimra. It was a little bit because like it does help my step tracker. It was also a little bit because I have excessive ADD. But now it's just cold, so I don't really do it. But like, you know, that could like something like I'd be outside, like you'd just be looking up at like the sky, like, and like, you know, starting to get like a little more light out. So like that would like really get me a kick. Like I'd be like jumping out in the street and like the guy in the car would be like, yeah, you think I didn't see you, but I so saw you doing that. But the two parts that like I think like L'Kulei Alma are pretty boring is Chazaras Hashatz and Kriyas HaTorah. And the only thing that can make it even worse is when you have a guy who does it really slow. Cause then it's like a boring. Then it's like going to the dentist. Then it's boring and it's really slow. So we're gonna talk a little bit about Chazaras Hashatz. Talk about it. I have to be like a rare anomaly. I really like Chazaras Hashatz. I've also gotten to Shemona Esrei like a little more lately, so I don't have so much of a Chazaras Hashatz. But like I still like I'm like into it. Like I find it like very, very exciting. But I know like I'm the only one out there. Like, you know, if I. You know, I don't know, it'd be like a weird take. Like if I said I like chicken more than like steak, like that would be like a weird take. Like, you know, probably.
Pig and maybe would come different
soul.
Oh, have so
much. It's so
much.
Yeah, you
get
you leave.
You just
leave after.
Oh, Berchatzkan. Yeah.
It's always something
black. So I'm not a Kohen or a Levi, so, you know, and I don't go to Kiddush. But I hear you. So we're going to talk for a few moments about what Ginsburg should be doing during Chazaras Hashatz. So it's important to understand Chazaras Hashatz, maybe unlike Kedusha, they really need both Ginsburgs. But I was referring to the Cleveland Rebbe, but we could get the bodyguard into this equation also. You need to have 9 people answering Chazaras Hashatz. Now, in the yeshiva, I would say, you know, although sometimes like at these minyanim, but we know whatever, like everyone comes to minyan. So like, you know, we're talking about having 180 people at davening. So the chances are 10 people are answering, but you know, we've seen crazier things in the world. So like, I don't know, maybe it's not answering. So a lot of times, like, you know, Kobe will be like, I don't know, still writing his thank you letter to Rasimi during Chazaras Hashatz. And Kobe's like in another world. And what's Kobe doing? Kobe's like, you know, I sit at the Shut a Bet row, but like, let's be honest, like, only Trepanski and Gav are really ever there. But like, and Ozzy. But like, you know, let's call it how it is. But Kobe could be like, during Chazaras Hashatz, like, what do I need to answer for? I don't need to answer because Tarek and Amos are going to step up and they're going to answer. But meanwhile, Amos is still like thinking about like, what he's thinking about, and his mind is like nowhere close to like, you know, being even remotely close to answering. And then everyone, you start getting to that point, and all of a sudden you got 4 people, and you got those 4 losers, and receive like are like the 5 people that are answering Chazaras Hashatz. So you got to be the man, you know. You got to step up, and you got to be the man. Herman, you got to be the man. There just comes a point. It comes a point in life. You just have to be the man. Don't think everybody else is going to do it. Be like, I'm gonna be that guy. And especially like the Shana Ben Mincha, like it's like pathetic. Like you know, nobody wants the answer. Right?
It's so sad.
Like when you're hearing someone yelling it like louder than like you than normal. So you can think three things. One, like they want attention. Two, they're on the whatever. And three, like, you know, they're trying to get your attention to answer the unmain. Have a little bit of social awareness to what is going on. But don't expect other people to do it. Like, be that person. Be that person who's gonna do it. And that in general in life is like an important idea. Like be that person. Like, whatever you're going to do, you know, be that person. Like, and these things don't have to like turn into shtick, but don't like think that other people are going to do. Like when something needs to get done, just be, you know, just be that guy. Like, you know, if I was to, I don't know, let's just say for argument's sake, you had a garbage can that was like totally out of place. Like it was on the table. Like that would be like a totally out of place thing. And there'd be 100 people that would come in here, but no one would even think to move that garbage can. Like sometimes like use your brain, be like, oh, this is supposed to be there, that's supposed to be there, clinker's supposed to be here. Like, you know, put things into perspective and be that guy. Be that guy. Step up. It's really hard opening doors nowadays. Step up in life and be that guy. It's a very, very important it's a very important thing. We also know there's an important idea of doing chesed. You know, that's like probably stressing Leibah Torah maybe more than Torah. So like, you know, or guys like stress that more than Torah. I don't think the yeshiva stress, but the guys maybe stress it more. There's an idea of chesed. So imagine, you know, Rav Odesser. That's like big, you know, Rav Odesser's like a big Talmid Chacham. So like, you know, he's not like that guy you want to be messing with. It's not like when like Meryl and Tara are going to get up and be like, you know, who are we? You know, we want to talk about the Commanders and the Jaguar. Like, you know, you think like we're really high up on anyone's horizon. Like what are we doing? Like, Rav Odesser's like a big, big Talmid Chacham. So he's getting up there and he's davening. And everybody's in every other place in the world besides for what he's doing. And you don't end up answering a main. And the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Karuv Bracha Batala. Now, it is interesting. It doesn't say a bracha batala, whatever, however you want to interpret. But karov means pretty close. So now Rav Odesser, who holds on like, you know, he's like learning all day. Like, that's not the guy we want to be screwing over. You know, okay, screw over Meryl. But like, we don't want to be screwing over Rav Odesser. Like, that's like a really, really big deal. And from that perspective, like, yeah, we want to help him out. He's like, you know, he has the courage to go up and be the chazan because there's nothing more annoying than like when you're supposed to start a minyan. And I think that's why God created chiyuvim. Because without chiyuvim, like you just have minyanim that never start. Like, the minyan I go to, I don't always go, but whenever I'm there, I get the chazan. And like they never get anyone. I'm pretty sure like on days I don't go, like they still don't daven because no one wants. I'm sure they do, but no one wants to be that person. Like so, like you know that's you know you want to. Rav Odesser's going up. He's doing us a favor. He's being the chazan and you know honoring his parent who's deceased. So we have to return the favor. We need to answer our main. We need to decide, like, you know, Chazaras Hashanah. It may be boring. It may be, like, Yehuda would rather be doing anything. He may even want to watch, like, a Mac Jones 1 yard pass more. You know, because that's apparently exhilarating. He may be in. Kobe, stop. Hands on something. Yeah, that was the fantasy. But we can talk about fantasy. Maybe next week we talk about fantasy football. My biggest hate in this world. No, we're not. Okay, great. But you know we have to really step up. We can't be the reason someone's taking a bracha of a toll. Okay, Amos, get your mind out of the gutter. Answer a main, so we don't have that bracha of a toll anymore. Get your mind out of the gutter. But now let's imagine another thing. People are sick in this world. It's very unfortunate. We hear more and more about it every single day. Some are serious, some not as serious. But anytime anybody, you know, I was telling someone yesterday, like, I used to. Probably when I was your age, a little older, like, you know, you come Rosh Hashanah, like, and I'd be into, like, I do believe God controlled the world, but I never really believed, like, I'm not going to be here this time next year. And I'll still be honest, like, I think when Rosh Hashanah comes, please God, I will be here. I don't really believe I might die in the next, you know, half a year or so as a, you know, a relatively healthy 35, or at least if I'm going to, I better stop running though. Like, what am I keeping good figure for if I'm going to die anyway? Like, I don't really believe I'm going to die, but like, as more and more crazy things are going on in this world, like, I have less and less emuna in myself that I'm going to survive. And like, I really do believe that. So if someone's getting into Rifaenu, they have like a really sick grandmother or a child or whatever, a sibling, someone who's like in really, really serious situation. And they say the bracha. So let's imagine for a second, we're saying it's Karol the Bracha Batal. Now, I don't know, like, you say Shmone Esrei, and you don't say Yal V'Yavon Rosh Chodesh. And, like, Klinger, like, during Shmone Esrei, like, him and God were, like, they were there. They were mobbers, like, God was, like, on him. They were literally, like, you know, like, it was totally Mutter Nagia. Like, they were on top of each other, like there was no tomorrow. But he didn't say Yal V'Yavon. And now with Shmone Esrei, like, everything he did with God, like, is totally for naught. Like, I don't know. I have no idea. You know, ask someone a bigger paker. I don't know exactly how it works. I think you're just not Yotze that tefillah, but, like, I imagine the things you said, like, you know, you said good things. You were in a good place. You know, you accomplished something that tefillah. But if it's a bracha that's karo the bracha batoz, let's say the chazan, he's diving for all the sick people, or he specifically, he's diving for someone that's really, really sick, that's in a really, really bad place, and all of a sudden we're like, okay, what's going on Instagram? Oh, what story did this person post today? Like, I remember two years ago, someone left their phone out. I was like diving there. I think they got like 93 messages from a Natasha and a Trisha and a Faith, whatever other like Goyisha names were going on with that person. Like during Mincha, like I don't know, like 5 minutes, you see that going on. So like, I got to look at this message. That's the most important thing in the world, and I got to see what's going on. Or I have to know playoff scenarios. Like, you know, it's like, things are like really simple now. You Google the team, they give you everything that you need to happen. Like, you don't have to like make such a laning on it. Like, you can figure it out with like relative ease, like what you need to know, or like, you know, who the Islanders' seventh string, you know, defenseman is. Like, all these things that I'm going on. Meanwhile, this person's diving for like, you know, his son who's on a deathbed. Nah, I don't need to answer a main to that. But you know why I don't need to answer a main? Because I got to see what this person who I don't know, their Instagram story, that they were able to eat 7 hot dogs in 2.5 minutes, and like now my life is totally different, which I don't remember 4 seconds later because it's absolute idiocy and no one could care less about how many hot dogs he ate in 2.5 minutes or whatever else is going on in Machal Maya, whatever is going on in the world. So therefore, this person who's on their deathbed, you know, they may not make it because, oh, I don't need to answer a maybe. God. If you knew how juicy that was, like, what was going on? Like, Machon Mayan is coming to Beit Leva Chayal for a shiur with Rav Noam White. Like, God, you gotta know that! That's so much more important. I'm made from a desert. What does Rav Desert know? They were right here. They were right. We're there. They're here. Like, we're gonna solve the Shidduch problem. And there's gonna be a point where they're walking back through their buzz. Like, I'm gonna shine in there. That's like my moment. If I don't follow Instagram, I'll never know that. I gotta know it. A main? What's a main? Josh is like, I have to answer a main. It's so much more important thing. When is Rav Aryeh Cohen coming next? He was only here 3 minutes ago. I need to know it. He would not want you looking at your phone. He would be angry if one found out during that time. What other yisod? Twice in Hilchos Tefillah. Now, I'm not like a bucky in like why people say things multiple times. You know, I'm starting a little bit, you know, the other people. There's nothing worse when someone's telling you a long story that they already told you, but they have no idea that they had already told you that story. So like sometimes like people will be like, I think I told you that. I'm like, that's impressive. Like, you remember? Oh, you remember you told me that? I'm like getting to the age like, yeah, it's not terrible. I don't repeat like things a million times, but like, you know, when people just start keeping on repeating things, so either like you're repeating it like it's really, really important, or you're just getting old, you know? You know, that happens in life also. But the Mishnah Berurah twice brings down that during Chazaras HaShatz, your daf is supposed to be looking in the sitter. So I've tried doing that. My son, who's somebody, comes to me to daven, he actually does that, so that makes me feel bad. I have to do that because if he's 7, I should probably be able to do that. That happens to be really, really challenging. But the idea that the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down during this point is that, like, Chazaras HaShatz, it's not vacation. Like, When you're on vacation, you're on vacation. When you're on a tiul, you're on a tiul. Like Chazaras HaShas is not like, you know, where you're practicing your golf game and you're giving people chest bumps and you're going like that, like you just got a sack or you're smacking people's tefillin and, you know, whatever else is going on or, you know, going kicking reboas in the groin. Like, that's not what's going on during Chazaras HaShas. That would never be, yeah, I got it. There would never be an appropriate time for. Yeah, of course. There would never be an appropriate time. The 19-minute mark, if you want to find it. There would never be an appropriate time to do that. But Chazaras HaShas, that's not what it's about. Like, there's more of this going on, and it's stressed a lot by Chazal. Like, there are Rabbanim who say that, yeah, you have to treat this, you know, it has to be treated with respect and not, you know, not like other things that we don't treat with respect. Like, it really is very, very important. And it's not a break. It's an important essence of davening. While we're on that topic, we'll just talk about a couple other things connected to tefillah. Talking during davening. Now, it happens to be if you don't answer amen, so you are messing over the chazan. But you know, we'll call a spade a spade. I'd like to believe in yeshiva with 100 people on average each minion, they probably have 10 people answering and a lot of rabbanim. 80.
Yeah.
About 80 to 100 meaning. With yeah. Kola and Rebbein, there's a lot. Okay, whatever. We don't have to analyze. Okay, it's irrelevant. But I'd like to imagine that you have 10 people answering. So at the end of the day, like, yeah, you should be the man because relying on other people to do your laundry is not a way to live life, and you should rely on yourself. But you're probably okay. But when it comes to talking during davening, now there's two elements when talking during davening, and this again gets into people like. A lot of people, like, they just don't realize that they're actually yelling, or sometimes it's not even yelling, like, it's that little whisper that sounds like a cat, like, hissing is, like, the most annoying thing in the world, or you're like, like, that's, like, more annoying than, like, talking like a regular human being, because then I think there's a cat in the base matter. So, like, it happens to be that that's like really, really, it's not okay, and it's very, very selfish for people around you who are trying to daven. Like, it's hard to get into it. When, you know, when Ginsburg, at least during daven, he's got to touch bonos for how many people on average are at each minions. When he's trying to figure that out, how many people are there, it gets a little distracting. Then when he hears another guy talking about, you know, the Xbox. You know, you feel like you're an Xbox guy. Probably, I feel like that's going to do more for you than football. What?
I have one in my dresser.
So that's like very, very bad. So like, if you need to talk, like, go outside of davening, like, go outside of shul. Like, it's just not. It shouldn't be like a chiddush when we get to points of like you're at a minion that's quiet. But also, please God, you guys are going to be parents one day, and you're going to be role models, and you're not going to want to see your kids doing it. And it's not like a good thing. I'll wake up like at that point. Like, you wake up now because everything's preparation for that point. And, like, you want your children to see. Like, you treat davening with a little more respect. All right, Gersh. Gersh, you got to save all your outbursts for when Chanan gets back.
I got COVID.
Two more ideas, then we'll have Yehuda's kasha. There's also, it's brought down also by the Mishnah Berurah and others that during Chazaras HaShas, you're actually not supposed to learn. So I can be like pretty harif about that. You shouldn't learn during that time. I happen to think like we have enough battles in the world. Like, you know, you shouldn't learn during Chazaras HaShas. Mishnah Berurah says not to. Chaim Kanievsky says, like, if you're learning Parsh Shayim Mikra, you're not Yotzei Shayim Mikra. It's an important yesod. But we also have, like, guys in yeshiva who are looking at porn, you know, 14 hours a day. So at the end of the day, like, it's on our list of things, and we even include in this room, on the list of things and we have half this year that, like, that nobody besides God knows where they are right now. Like, you know, we have bigger, you know, fish to settle than that issue. Yeah, we want to reach like high levels. Like, you shouldn't learn the Chazaras HaShas. You should answer to me. You should focus. So that would be like a very, very important. So, but like, don't be that guy that goes around, you know, you shouldn't learn the Chazaras HaShas. Well, meanwhile, like, you know, like right before that, like, if we looked at like your. If we looked at your browser on your phone, you wouldn't exactly be you know, chest bumping yourself that you're not learning during Chazaras HaShas. So, you know, I'm even yavin that we have bigger issues to figure out. But that nevertheless is an important idea. And just to conclude, many, many years ago on Rosh Hashanah, I davened in a shtibul for my parents' daven for many, many years. And we always had the Yom Narayim there. And the Rebbe's son, like in the shtibul, it's the Rebbe and his family, like, you know, that's like who runs the show. So the Rebbe's son got up and he, I think I asked him a question, so then he looked something up. I don't think it had anything to do with my question. As this had nothing to do with my question, but he discussed that in life, you know, we're always like trying to do, you know, it's funny, like he's a Hasidish, like, you know, his father learns in Kollel, the brothers all learn in Kollel, their kids are all going to learn in Kollel, like, they're not like, there's no like business etiquette, but like, he was like basically saying like, he was like really understanding like how to be a manager. He said like, you know, in life, like, we just try to do like 800 things. Like, we're always like, I'm doing this, and this, like, you know, you come in, like, I want to learn 43 different things. And then you end up learning no things because you're like, I can't learn 43, so let me do zero, because zero is always better than 43. No, five is better than zero. But like, you end up, you want to do everything at once. So he came in and he was telling us that, you know, there's time and place for everything in life. It was Rosh Hashanah time, so it made sense. He was talking about, like, you know, this is a zman of davening. Like, sometimes during davening, like, we're trying, and I do it also, I'm guilty of it. Like, we try to, like, how much time can I get into learning during davening? You know, if I check my email and WhatsApp during davening, so I don't have to worry about that afterwards. Like, that's, like, convenient also. And if I, you know, if I go ask for Palthiel, like, you know, how his day is, that's convenient. And if I go upstairs to turn on the hot water so my coffee can be ready after davening, that's convenient. And if I, I go to the Merkaz to go pick up chocolate milk for the Thursday Kiddush. Obviously, you won't do that during davening because you'd rather do that during morning service. You don't have to learn. Okay, fine. You know, whatever I'm able to do. Like, let me just focus on doing things like at other times. But he would say, like, there's a time for davening, the time for learning, the time for chesed, there's a time for family, the time for this, the time for that, and to understand that there's really, really a time for everything. Like, You know, to really focus on when it is that I need to do certain things. Like, during davening, the avoda is davening. That's what I'm doing here. My focus is to davening. And then during breakfast is a great time to discuss what happened in all the football games and talking about Luka going for a triple-double and scoring 60 and the Knicks blowing a 9-point lead with 28 seconds left. That's a great time to talk about that. During the middle, right after Kedusha, that's not a great time to talk about that. But it's understanding, like breakfast, like, and also, like, it's not a good thing to, like, during breakfast and lunch, be like, no, I'm not going to, I'm going to go up for like 3 seconds of Cheder Ochel, I'm going to have one noodle, and then I'm going to go back to learn. Like, that's not good either. Like, that's also, like, that's not normal. Like, there needs to be, like, normalcy in life. Like, during davening, I'm at davening. During Seder, I'm at Seder. During mealtimes, I'm at mealtimes. During whatever, you know, break time, you know, we're hanging out, we're smoothing, we're working out. Like, you know, I don't know if, like, I'm like a proponent to working out because I literally have no muscles and all I can do is run. So, like, I don't do anything else. So I'm not like one of these, like, and I don't eat anything healthy. So, like, I'm not like really like one of these, like, I'm not going to be like on the Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers, like, you know, commercial for like what to do properly. I just enjoy running, but like, you exercise those, like, that's like important, like, to do that. But, like, you know, a time and place to do everything. But when we try to like, you know, jumble everything together, like, you know, you kind of like, you know, you ever know, like, when there's like a loose fumble, the defense always recovers. How's it possible? The whole offense is there because they're like, they're not really in the right place. They're the reason why the defense is coming out of it, because they're understanding that, like, no, the offense trying to keep the ball. Like, once the ball is not there, like, we don't know what to do. The defense is like, oh, that's what we trade. Let's go all jump on the ball. And when all of us jump on it, and like, and I'm biting him, and I'm grabbing his areas, and I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm telling you, we're coming away with this football. Like, that's what's gonna happen. But, like, it's just, that does happen. It's just, it's an important, it's very, very important. As Ben's going to, you know, be starting with the real world, we're going to call it, but starting college and learning, like, understanding, like, you got to focus on your school in the right time. You got to focus on your learning in the right time. And when you try to just mumble and jumble everything, oh, we'll do eight things at once, so you're going to end up realizing I'm not doing anything successfully, and that's not going to be a good route. So that's a very, very, important life lesson, and also remembering that Rabbi Dasher is a much bigger Talmud Chacham than us, so we want to do chesed for him and not screw him over by not answering amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.